Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I know when it comes to my skincare, I wonder what a 60-year-old who doesn't bathe thinks. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to something more important on that, what does a 60-year-old man who doesn't bathe think about skincare? Ask Brad Pitt and his new line of skincare products called Le Domain Skincare. I'm not good with the French. Le Domain Skincare. It's a grape-based genderless line of skincare products. Genderless skincare products. So forever, it has been seen as like a great idea to treat men and women's skin differently and have products that are in like black and gray for the men and cream-colored and pink and floral for the women and different smells and stuff like that because people seem to like it. But now... Anyway, a grape-based genderless line of skincare products ranging from $80 to $380 available now from Brad Pitt's Le Domain Skincare. The genderless collection, which includes a serum, cream, and emulsion, is part of the actor's daily routine. I got a morning wash, I do my serum, I do my day cream, and I'm done. I'm out the door. Then at night, I do my wash, I'm committed to the wash, I do my serum, and I do the night cream. Done.
But what about the emulsion? Or was that the wash?
Brad Pitt always looks grimy to me. He's going to have to start looking more fresh and glowing if he wants to sell the skincare products to me.
I can Photoshop that.
The glowing, the clean?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, well, if they can trim up Kim Kardashian's thighs, they can make Brad Pitt glow.
Well, he credits Gwyneth for getting him into it. I think Gwyneth got into it in saying, dude, look around you. Look at the Kardashians. Look at Jennifer Aniston. The money is in having healthcare products. That's where the money is. That's how Gwyneth convinced him. People who like you will buy this crap like crazy.
Oh, yeah. So true.
Yeah, that's where the money is. But I get it with Jennifer Aniston. She is a 55-year-old who still looks great, and her skin looks great, and her hair looks great. Brad Pitt's just grimy. It's just, if he wanted
to
sell me.
He's got a name, though. He's known for handsomeness. He's so handsome.
Yeah, all right.
You know, you got to get a skincare line or a tequila.
Yeah, I could see him having
another booze.
I could see him having a clothing line because he always looks cool.
Yeah,
I don't know about skincare and hair care for him.
Yeah, kind of a casually hip, hot-looking guy clothing line, please. Okay.
So now the serious thing, this is either a big deal or it's not.
You remember when he was with Jennifer Aniston, and I proposed the name like Bennifer I proposed Anise Pit.
Right.
But that didn't catch on. Did they? What'd they go? Bradifer? Is that what they went for? Yeah, Bradifer. I think Anise Pit's better, but.
It's a sickener.
So our elite military branches, I've never been to Annapolis in Maryland where the Navy
Naval Academy. Mm-hmm.
And I've never been to West Point where the Army does their thing. But I have been to where the Air Force does their thing in Colorado Springs many, many times, where the best of your Air Force go.
I have a good friend who went to West Point for a year.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't like it. They recruited him for sports, and he thought, this is not for me. Yeah.
But the Air Force, we used to do our band trips were there, and we'd march on the field for games and stuff like that. The Air Force Academy. But anyway, the Air Force there in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy has adopted a new gender-inclusive training that they're telling all the cadets.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
That includes not using the term boyfriend or girlfriend or mom and dad. We can get into some more of the particulars here. They want all the cadets to use inclusive language, use words that include all genders, the training material tells cadets, warning them to ask people what they call themselves rather than assuming. You think the Chinese spend a lot of time worried about this when they're training their military people for global dominance? Instead of saying, you guys, cadets are told to use gender-neutral terms like team, squaddies, folks, and even y'all. Some families are headed by single parents, grandparents, foster parents, two moms, two dads, etc. So consider parent or caregiver instead of mom and dad.
Consider going to hell. That is unfreaking believable. No, you're not going to use mom and dad like humans have through all of human history because you as a giant bureaucracy are terrified of the queer theory, critical theory activists. You have no idea how deluded you've become.
Which is one annoying thing if it's at your local university. It's a completely different annoying thing if it's training our very best who are there to fight wars to the death with another country. That doesn't want to. China would like to make the whole world live the way they do, and they don't care about gender pronouns. The presentation tells cadets to recognize diverse family tradition and do away with mom and dad. Equally, they are told to use partner rather than boyfriend or girlfriend. The training also says to use person-centered language, such as people with disabilities instead of the disabled, and transgender people instead of transgenders. Not colorblind or I don't see color, but color conscious, it adds. We see color patterns and value people for their uniqueness. That's that whole, even though Martin Luther King was wanting to see a colorblind society, that is now seen as very, very uncool to say, I don't see colors. No, I
indeed,
do see
you're
colors.
Supposed to fetishize people by their color.
Yeah. The slides insist that include, listen to this horse crap, by the way. I'm on the podcast. Listen to this horse shit. The slides they're showing our Air Force cadets now insist that inclusive language is critical in both helping lift others as well as in developing war fighters. Is it? Today we're preparing to face challenges that may not exist today, the training says. For example, information warfare only became a career field 7 years ago when we stood up to the space for blah, 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 blah. Bunch of words that
so you're being
anything.
Futuristic by denying that there's such thing as a mom and a dad in spite of the entirety of human history because of the bizarre theories of an incredibly small group of crazed academics and their nutty acolytes.
That's something.
Yeah, it is. It's almost worth being able to observe it just as a an amateur scientist. A student of humankind. It's so weird. It's almost interesting enough to make you forget how terrible it is.
You know, I don't know that this is going to make us a less lethal fighting machine, but, common sense would tell me, in business practice or a sports team or anything like that, any time you spend on stuff that doesn't matter takes away from things that do matter.
Right. Absolutely true. And it's life and death. And and when we're talking about the military. And what's so idiotic about it is, well, there's so many things that are idiotic about it, but the idea that because some people are neither right-handed or left-handed, it's really hurtful and hateful to ever refer to anybody being left-handed or right-handed.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, yeah. To ambidextrous just really brands them as something different. It others
the other.
Them.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Even though I'm it, and you can say that all day long if you'd like. It's just the fact that anybody, well, I don't know. People are trying to live their lives. I can't expect everybody to be an ideological warrior. Number one, people want to be good people. And when they're told by their like entire faculty and staff at their school that you better do this or you're a bad person, they do it. They fall for it. But it's just so freaking crazy.
I'm more comfortable with adapting to some things than a lot of our talk radio brethren. But telling our Air Force cadets to not use the term mom or dad is a diseased country. That is sick.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
the no hell?
On the other hand, watching them do their parachuting all day long there in Colorado Springs is super cool. My mom and dad lived there for about a dozen years, and rolling into town, you'd see it, then we'd go watch it just for fun, and just really cool. Man, the daring do that our armed services do in their training and the things they learn how to do. They're so incredibly capable and brave. It's awe-inspiring. So it's quit screwing with them, huh?
Man, when I was marching around the football field at the Air Force Academy, poorly playing my trumpet in high school band, though, I'm not sure that did much to help our military either.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast, Mom and Dad.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Shut up. Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.